What are some of the new strategies that are being tested in this upfront setting?
Well, there are two things. One is that the companies that want to get an indication for their product up front have to have a comparison with chlorambucil. Everyone likes to beat up on chlorambucil. It's like kicking sand into the eyes of the guy lying on a beach. It's a weak opponent. And this has recently been done with chlorambucil versus alemtuzumab. And this was a study that was arranged in conjunction with the FDA. American investigators were not enthusiastic, so it moved over to Europe, and the accrual was almost exclusively from Eastern Europe. But they demonstrated a higher complete and overall response rate with alemtuzumab versus chlorambucil, and a longer progression-free survival with no survival advantage up until the present time. And that's been published in the Journal of Clinical Oncology. There was a poster presentation at ASH using the same strategy with a drug called bendamustine, which is an alkylating agent, and there is some similarity of part of the structure to a purine analog. But Dr. Gandhi at MD Anderson has shown that it doesn't function like a purine analog, but it may be a better alkylating agent. And again, the comparison has been made between bendamustine and chlorambucil, with again a very significantly higher complete response rate, overall response rate, progression-free survival. It's a drug which came from Eastern Germany, so it wasn't investigated at all in the West until the wall came down, and then subsequently Western European investigators began to look at it, and it's being looked at in the United States in not only CLL, but in low-grade lymphomas generally, and it appears to have a very significant level of activity. Now, there have been some strategies with patients with early stage disease with the possibility of boosting the immune system. So the genotope vaccine or an idiotypic vaccine has been tested, and accrual to that study has been complete with no data either on the efficacy from a treatment point of view, but whether the patients can develop antibodies or T cells which are specific against the CLL. There's also been gene therapy studies that have been done by Tom Kipps and Bill Weirder initially at San Diego and more recently at MD Anderson. And the phase one study of the gene therapy where there is an adenovirus which carries in the CD40 ligand gene to activate the membrane of the leukemic cells and then reinfuse them. And phase two in that will be starting fairly soon. One of the other points of interest is because people have been convinced that high ZAP70 and unmutated immunoglobulin gene and the 17P deletion and 11Q deletion are adverse parameters. There have been studies that have been put in place with early initiation of treatment in that patient population rather than waiting until they progress. So there are comparisons of early versus delayed therapy both in the United States and Europe. And you and I will both be 10 to 15 years older before we know whether that strategy is going to be useful or not.